Well, as we said, such a big day of news yesterday relevant to the Caulfield Cup. Now, Peter Moody has two runners in the race, Ladari and Brambles. It's amazing what can happen at this time of the year, Pete.
Yeah, well, swings and roundabouts, Andrew. You know, we didn't want to dwell on someone else's misery by gaining a start, but that's the way it's panned out, and hopefully we can take advantage of it.
Pete, you've been really keen to get this pair into handicap races like tomorrow.
Yeah, well, they're both proven at the trip, and, you know, I'm not suggesting they're top flight weight for age horses, but they've been performing in weight for age and set weights and penalty races, so I think it's a massive advantage if you can get those horses in reasonable form in those races and drop them back to handicap, and they both fit that bill perfectly.
The market tells us that punters are rallying for Brambles. Do you feel there's too much between these two?
No, I think there's very little between them, and I think their last run showed that. They had very similar runs in transit and looked like fighting out the finish until Chris Lee's mare collared them late. But I still thought both horses were open to nice improvement off the back of that. Brambles, with his very long time on the sidelines, has taken a fair bit of racing to get the rust off him, and he had a very good blow. And Ladari, being a big, strong end tyre, he's continually firmed up and got tighter each run. And, you know, the works on Tuesday morning suggested to me that they're sort of nearing peak form and condition.
I guess one's drawn 4, the other drawn 11, and they're both horses that sort of settle up near the pace. The first, you know, the Caulfield track better than me, that pace is normally onto the first turn, and then it can sometimes settle.
Yeah, well, I think we'd look for both horses to take a prominent position nearing the winning post the first time and then let the others sort themselves out around it. So the pleasing thing is both horses are very good gate horses and can begin well and put themselves there, but both have an ability to relax. As you saw at Flemington the other day, Ladari had to be started up from a wide gate by Steve Arnold and then went to sleep in the 1-1. Brambles came out of a good gate and just ambled to where he wanted to be. But we've seen Brambles in the past, you know, back in his three-year-old days, if the pace isn't there to suit him, he can take it up himself without any hesitation also, which we traditionally know here at Caulfield that it's a track that does lend itself to horses that can race on or about the speed. Now, that's not always the case, but the traditional shape of the circumference of the track can do that, and history will show that on paces in Caulfield Cups aren't too disadvantaged. You know, we see them whiz home, but if you can settle in the first half dozen, I think it's a massive advantage.
And particularly the talk this year, Peter, is people are saying that maybe there's not a hard pace there, that most people expect the Japanese, but maybe they don't roll along hard.
Well, I'm not sure of the Japanese form, to be honest. I heard whisper that Bandai would lead at all costs. That's his approach to racing. Now, I'm not sure if that's at a mile and a half tempo or greater. So, but like I say, I've got the sort of
you got two there
comfort to know that certainly Brambles could take up the running if he needed to, and it would be at his own tempo and would give him an opportunity to control and dictate the race if that were the case. But I'd be just as happy, as we saw the other day, for them to travel in the first 4 or 5 and do their best in the run to the line. Probably the one position you don't want to hold is maybe running second, and if Band-Aid does go as hard as suggestion, being the one having to cart the horse up and then be left a sitting shot, that's if they can get the Band-Aid, that is.
Yes, no, understand. Mate, outside those two, you've got some nice runners there tomorrow. Is there one for our listeners that you're sort of keen to get to the track tomorrow?
Oh, I think Amada's taken very good improvement. His third run in, he just was too big in condition here the other day, and I think he can take very good improvement into race two.
Okay, that's race two tomorrow, Amada. Thanks, Pete. Good luck tomorrow with your cup runners.
All the best, and the best of luck to everyone.